Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Fellis. It's Monday, January 23rd, 2012.
Episode 7.54, the Championship Recap Show.
Championship Recap. The Super Bowl contestants are set for Super Bowl 46.
That's right. It's the same two contestants of Super Bowl 42.
And you know what's different about then than now?
Probably a couple players.
Nah, I was so much younger then. So much younger than
so
that
much
now.
Younger.
4 years ago, man.
Well, I was in my 30s.
See what I mean? It feels different, doesn't it?
No, not really.
No, it doesn't feel like
not at all.
So as we will tease you about, we will reveal the grand results of our scientific poll done on Facebook as to your interest in this year's Super Bowl, and we'll tell you how everybody got here.
I love how it's a scientific poll.
It is. Well, we put out a poll and we asked the question and we got responses. Makes it scientific. We crunched the numbers.
We'll have obviously recaps of both games, and actually just hearing this right now that Kyle Williams you know what? I like this. Didn't shy away, stood at his locker and answered questions from all the reporters that were there. And you know what? He didn't hide. He didn't, you know, other players made a gaffe like this.
So for all the people who said that, apparently they were mistaken that he had tried to commit suicide, but he couldn't kick the chair off.
No, that's Cutler.
Oh, that was Cutler. So he
did. Too early, Jeff. Too early.
I'm just, you know, it's not too early if you go and repeat something that somebody else says. See, then it's their fault.
That was Billy Cundiff. Someone said that Cundiff tried to commit suicide, but he couldn't because he couldn't kick the chair off. Somebody else said that.
So we're not being too early. It's not us.
We're just repeating what someone
repetition.
Else said. No, this was Kyle Williams. This was the special teamer for
didn't fill in well.
Our buddies Matt Maiocco and Matt Barrows, the Mats, are both reporting. Stood his locker, answered questions, didn't hide. He says he appreciates the support he's gotten from his teammates. So good for him.
Well, you know,
we'll talk about why.
I'll tell you why he stood at his locker.
Why?
I'll tell you after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Do you have a guess?
Well,
I teased it.
Well, I mean, he got stuck in the locker room?
Yes, there was too many people there. It was so crowded that the fire marshal was there in the hallway.
This was today, this morning.
Well, today the only people at your locker today is local press.
No, I'm still there.
National press are gone.
There's still some national people there, I'm pretty sure.
No, they've moved on. They got to get to Honolulu. Honolulu. Gee, Hawaii's beckoning.
Well, no, half of them are on their way to Honolulu. Half of them are on their way to Alabama.
The Senior Bowl.
So that's
Steven, they call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
Why?
I don't know, but call me Deacon Blues. I don't know why they call
me
Alabama
Deacon Blues. Okay,
that's the song, Steely Dan song.
I see.
I've spoken those lyrics before.
I see. You know what? The
Mobile Alabama Senior Bowl.
The games were
Games were amazing.
Most viewers in 30 years.
Wow.
Watched the championship games this weekend.
Wow.
The most viewers in 30 years.
Well, that certainly comports
with all
the data.
You know where I was 30 years ago?
Embryonic.
No. I'm not that young. I wish.
Good.
But in elementary school.
Yeah, 30 years. I don't think back like 30 years. Where was I 30 years ago? I was just getting my driver's license, dude. Just getting my driver's license. Had my 79. In fact, in December, I got my 79 Prelude.
Yeah.
Got my 79 Prelude, and it was maroon, and it had a sunroof, of course, because it was a Prelude, and it was the first Prelude ever built, and had an AM/FM radio on the. It was an innovative design. It was a knob. If somebody wants to Google image, I bet you can find the 79 Prelude radio, and it was so bizarre. It was on the dashboard, and it was this knob that you turned, and you could pull out and make presets, and it was very innovative, Steven.
30 years ago, in elementary school, upper elementary school, but still.
Yeah, you had to be because, I mean, I'm getting my driver's license. Yeah, you're not that far behind me.
Elementary school, nonetheless. Great games.
Phenomenal
you have to go
games.
Back a very long time where both championship games were decided by 3 points or less.
I was wondering how long it's been since I've seen games this close.
And both
this
of these
exciting.
Games decided by 3 points or less. Field goals basically decided this game, both of these games. They were excellent.
Both games should have gone to overtime.
One game went to overtime.
Well, the one game that went to overtime shouldn't have gone to overtime.
Shouldn't have gone to overtime.
And the other game should have gone to overtime.
Yes.
How weird is that?
That is pretty weird. That
yes,
is
it
pretty
is.
Weird. We'll have some calls that were made or not made on the field.
Officiating.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, you know, we're getting ready to go to Indianapolis.
If you are in the Indianapolis area, someone's got to show us around.
We got Adam on Facebook said that he was
better.
Andy. Is it Andy or Adam? Andy or Adam, which one is it?
Shout out your name loudly. So you sound
yell
stupid.
It now. Say Adam or Andy, whichever one
louder.
You are. I think it's Adam.
Louder.
It's Adam.
Can't hear you.
Andy.
Louder. Andy. Just picture some guy in his car. Just
I'm Adam!
Lied. That's right.
It's actually Andy.
Oh, louder.
Or Adam. Anyways. The games were great, but both of them, Jeffrey, and tell me if it was just me.
It was just you.
Okay, because both of them left me feeling with a horrible pain in my gut.
I think, Steven, you didn't like the outcomes.
Was it me?
Well, here's okay.
I think somebody said it best, and I don't know if it was one of our listeners on Facebook or Twitter or a press guy or somebody, but someone said it best. Maybe the knot I felt in my stomach wasn't because we saw great plays to win the games. Rather, we saw horrible plays to win the game for the other team.
Or horrible plays to lose the game.
Horrible plays to win the game for the other team.
Well, right, but I think it's better to say, and in fact it is the case, that the San Francisco 49ers lost the game for themselves, although I'm not taking anything away from Eli.
No.
But certainly with the Baltimore Ravens, they lost the game.
Yeah, so
it's not that because
I guess it
because
leads
Peyton
me-
Manning did not Eli Tom Brady. Peyton Manning, Eli, Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady had a poor performance,
right?
It is really that the Baltimore Ravens gave the game away. They lost the game. It's not so much New England took it.
Right.
It's that they gave
so
it.
So I think that's maybe what the knot in my stomach was. It wasn't
it
so much.
It has nothing to do with the two Northeastern teams are squaring up.
It has a little bit to do with it.
Yankees, Red Sox.
Yeah,
it's New York, Boston.
It's Giants,
and we just
Patriots.
Don't give a damn.
It may be
Knicks, Celtics,
a little
okay,
bit.
Don't care.
A little bit of that might be it. But I think the fact that it wasn't a spectacular football play to get the win.
No. It was some boo-boos.
In either game.
It was boo-boos.
And the boo-boos happened so late. Missed kick by Cundiff. Williams fumbling a punt in overtime to give the Giants the ball at his own 30-yard line. And I think, oh, man, literally – well, should we get to the games, or is there any news that we should discuss?
I don't.
Than the fact that Chip Kelly almost became the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it was really close, but in the end, he said, "I have unfinished business at Oregon."
There
yo,
you go.
Chip, I love you, dog, but you're not winning the national.
Well, he's got some fancy new helmets he wants to break out for next.
Is that
year.
What it is?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
People were starting to place the over-under on how many different uniform combinations the
there
Bucks would
go.
Have. If he became their head coach, but
now we do have the passing of Joe Paterno, and that's unfortunate. Sunday
yes.
night saw Joe go on, and it's just simply tragic the way that his life ended. There's no way around that.
You know what, Jeff? The fact that older folks
mm-hmm.
who stay working mm-hmm. for as long as they do,
yeah,
have this fear that when I stop working. I will die.
Yeah.
And I, you know, see it time and time again, and here you are.
My dad did it, but he didn't think he was going to die. He thought he was going to party for another 30 years.
And that would have
been
cool.
But he stopped working,
right.
And 6 months later, he's dead.
Right. And how cool would it have been to party with your dad for 30 more years?
Oh, dude.
I liked to party with your dad. It was fun.
Fun party.
But anyways, the fact that
Joe Pa was the
Joe
guy
Pa,
just a month ago. He was having his, what was it, 1,409th win or something like that?
It was a
ridiculous number.
Crazy record.
And then the wheels come completely apart. Sex scandal. Jerry Sandusky gets fired in the wake of that. And then we all think that that was appropriate.
Right.
What we're saying is that it's tragic that somebody that was a football icon, that the end of his life is what will most be remembered is the most despicable part of your career.
That is probably what's pretty shameful about this. Is that he won't be remembered for the icon that he was.
Thousands of young men whose lives were touched positively by him.
I think Matt Millen had a great conversation today with Colin Coward about, you know, Matt Millen.
Yeah, he went to Penn State.
And he actually told a story of how Paterno went to his home to visit him and his mom. And another coach from a rival school was there.
Was recruiting.
And they kind of timed the timing wrong, and Paterno, the other coach, you wouldn't mention the other coach, but they kind of went to blow. They almost went
to blow. My God.
Oh,
this is my recruit. This is my guy.
And Millen had to basically escort Paterno out of the house, and he went out of the house, and then Paterno looks and was like, I'm sorry, did I hurt you in there, kid? And Matt Millen was just, now you know, Matt Millen was a big guy back in the day. So, good stuff like that. And so to his family, to the Paterno family.
We're sorry.
Absolutely.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for the loss.
Yeah, but that's all that's probably going on. I think it is fascinating that this, as you described the game, Stephen, we should probably get to them. But that.
Well, real quickly, should we just take a moment here? Now we know the Giants and the Niners. The Giants and the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 46. So because of their appearances in the Super Bowl, the players that were nominated to the Pro Bowl have now been.
Therefore,
down.
Which I love.
Therefore,
Cam Newton.
Eli Manning isn't going to the Pro Bowl. Cam Newton will be representing in the Super Bowl there. And because Tom Brady is also in the Super Bowl. Andy Dalton of the Cincinnati Bengals.
How about those kids?
For the first time ever in the Pro Bowl,
two rookies.
Quarterbacks.
Fantastic.
In the
Fantastic.
Pro Bowl. So that's pretty cool.
Guys deserve it. That's terrific. Good seasons for them.
If you want all of the changes in the Pro Bowl, you know, because Jason Pierre-Paul isn't going now, and there were a lot of the Gronkowski's not going. Gronk, by the way, who we'll talk about his injury in a moment. And he's already saying, I'm going to play in the Super Bowl. Well, I'm sure you want to play in the Super Bowl, but I saw how that ankle twisted.
By the way, friends, coming up on tomorrow's 5-Minute Football Fix, we're going to have a live satellite report with Bill Belichick, where we're going to be talking about Gronk's injury and his availability for the Super Bowl. And you will not want to miss that.
You won't.
You won't.
All right. So I'm getting a an email here.
Every day I get an email. Every day I hope it's from a female. Oh, stink. Not from a female.
I will answer this in a moment. But that's pretty it. There's not a lot really other than the Pro Bowl rosters getting a makeover.
Steven, do you wish, as I do, and I will not put your wish out there for me, but my wish is that the Pro Bowl would be next Sunday. In Indianapolis. I think that makes so much more sense. I was watching NFL Network as they were doing their game day, end of day, and Marshall Faulk will be representing the guys out in Honolulu as everybody else got to get out to Indianapolis
right.
and get set up. Why not all of us that are trying to cover the league, instead of dividing us, why not just do it in that city
and give that
as an extra perk? They did it the one time,
It
was the only time I've ever seen a Pro Bowl, and I enjoyed it.
There you go.
So this is my way of saying, I think you'll get better ratings. I think you'll get better attendance. The guys who are voted to the game and can't make it make a cameo. They wave to the crowd, which pisses off the coaches. I remember that. I don't want my guys missing practice. It's like they're going to be gone for 25 minutes. Just relax. Going to take it from practice. They're going to wave to the crowd, and then they're going to come back to practice.
Right.
It's all good. And it's all there in the whatever city is hosting. Now, the problem you're going to have is when it's in New York – nobody wants to go to a Pro Bowl game outdoors in the freaking snow.
Right.
And so you do have problems. So which means you have to keep it in warmer climates or indoors, and you have to basically bring it back to Southern California. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for saying that. But, no, we for the last 2 years, we've not had that. We haven't had the ability to get to the Pro Bowl.
We will never have the ability to get to the
Pro Bowl if they do it back in the same city. Yes,
because it's we have to be in Indianapolis on Sunday.
Super Bowl is in, say, Los Angeles.
Well, Stephen, that would account for a lot of problems being resolved. Hotels would be a lot cheaper because we'd stay at home. We wouldn't be renting any cars.
It's being rumored. Super Bowl 50.
Farmers Field.
I'm saying,
LA Live.
I'm just saying that Super Bowl 50
in Los
Angeles. I know
some great places to eat.
Is a possibility.
That'd be epic,
so,
but that's still 4 years away.
Here we go. We'll get started in the AFC where the New England Patriots hosted the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, Vegas had the line in this game dead wrong. Patriots -7 at home. And Steven and I both said, nah.
Take the points.
And guess what? If you took the points, you're a winner. And the Patriots did not cover. It was 23-20 was the final. And wow.
Okay. I'm not going to start with the last play first.
Okay.
First, I'm going to start with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
He came out and said, I sucked. Or as you hate to say.
I sucked pretty bad today.
Yes.
And if you sucked pretty bad, that means you didn't suck because you sucked at sucking. And so what you did is you sucked badly, Tom.
We're not all grammatical experts like you.
It's not being a grammatical expert. It's about being intelligible.
Okay.
It's about just being understood.
All right.
It's about meaning what you says and says what you mean.
You don't know how to spell really.
I'm a horrible speller, Steven, but that doesn't prevent people from understanding what I'm writing. It makes people go, I wish he spelled better.
Right, right.
When what you say is the opposite of what you mean, like, I could care less if this happened. Well, if you could care less, then do.
Yes.
Mean what you say. What you mean is, I couldn't care less. Now, if you suck bad, that means you don't suck. That means you did pretty well. And guess what, Tom? You sucked badly. You had a quarterback rated a 59%. It was horrible.
Yes.
Tom, you didn't throw a touchdown pass for the first time in like 36 games.
18.
You suck badly.
Games.
The diving touchdown? Hats off to you, bro.
Yes.
That looked like it was going to be a spinal cord injury.
He took a bit.
I was quite concerned about that.
I guarantee you he didn't sleep good.
I was quite concerned about that.
I guarantee you he didn't sleep good.
Did you hold your breath when you saw that?
I ain't hold my breath.
I did, man. Oh, man.
He popped up. He spiked the ball with authority.
Authority?
Yeah.
Oh.
But here, he has one of the worst performances of his career.
Yep.
And they still win the football game.
Jeff,
Flacco throws an interception late in the game. They're trailing by 3. He's marching them down, driving. He throws Spikes, I think it was. Spikes came out of nowhere, intercepted the ball.
Okay.
Very next play, Tom Brady gives refs it right back to him.
Yeah, that was something else.
I was like, dude.
That was something else.
It was pretty crazy. You know, 2 interceptions in a game, no touchdown passes. And I tell you what, if I came to you before the football game and I say, Jeffrey, Tom Brady's going to throw 2 picks. He'll have no touchdown passes. He'll have a quarterback rating of 57.
They got their butts handed to them.
I'm telling you. That's how I would be like, man, the Ravens defense came to play, and they probably dominated the football game.
Small tangent. Saturday night, Bender couldn't come over Sunday for the game. So Saturday night, I met Bender for a basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Went down to Irvine, and Concordia was hosting Westmont. Both teams in the NAIA are top 10 teams this year. It's kind of exciting. We're getting late. We're getting close to March Madness. And even the small schools have their versions of March Madness. And so 2 very good teams, the top 2 teams in the Golden State Athletic Conference, the GSAC, were squaring off in Irvine. My team from Santa Barbara went down, saw the game. It was a fantastic game. Because of the internet age, they have live stats and video streaming and all sorts of stuff. So I'm at the game. I'm on the school's wireless, and I'm getting live stats. And I cannot believe that we're about to lose this game, which we won, because we were shooting 70%+ from the field versus 42% from the field. How are you struggling in a game than from the free throw line? We're shooting 72% from the free throw line. They're shooting 48% from the free throw line. Three-point shooting, we're shooting 50%, they're shooting 28%. How is it that this is a three-point game?
Please get to the point.
The point is this, Steven.
It's a
what I'm talking
game.
About is the Ravens and the Patriots game. You look statistically, and it does not paint an accurate picture. Westmont could have lost Concordia, and you would have been left with the stat sheet going, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but if I'm looking at the stat sheet, I'm going to say, how many more shots did Westmont take?
They didn't take nearly the shots that Concordia took.
There
Concordia.
My point exactly.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
They didn't take. Westmont
right.
didn't take
they
nearly
actually,
the amount of
they
shots.
They made the same number of shots. Exactly the same number of shots. But one team
Concordia
made,
took a whole lot more.
They were shooting a ton, and they were missing, but they were rebounding like mad. But again, the stats don't always tell the story. That's my point here, Steven, okay. is that Tom Brady, you tell me, Tom Brady's going to have no touchdown passes. He's going to have a quarterback rating of 50-something. And so what's going to happen? He's going to lose.
Picks.
What happens when a team is – they should have won by 100 points, Westmont over Concordia. Instead, it was decided by 5 at the buzzer. It was a thrilling game, and this was a thrilling game.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady, the guy with the really crappy line, actually won.
He won because, well
– I thought it was a reasonable tangent.
Reasonable. It's basketball.
It's just sports is interesting.
Well, I mean, you were omitting and some stats – from the basketball game, which is what I was trying to
I was looking at the primary stats.
Right, okay.
And those primary stats for Brady don't tell you the outcome, that's for sure.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens, after Brady gives them the interception back and hands it right to them, they start marching down the field. I'm like, hey,
march.
Flacco, looking pretty good, making some good throws. Anquan Boldin, boom. And they get into the red zone, and here's another stat. Brady and the Baltimore Ravens in the red zone 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Only came away with 2 touchdowns. And both of them are running. Tom Brady's little sneak over the top.
Yes.
And then Ben Jarvis Knell. The other 3, they had to settle for field goals. When's the last time Brady in the past had
can't
to settle for field goals in the red? In the red zone was just amazing.
Yeah. So Billy Cundiff, by the way, his missed 32-yard field goal try was basically the biggest choking kick in the history of sports.
We found out that there were
the Elias Sports Bureau says it's only been 2
other
kicks that length or shorter that have been missed
in the postseason.
But you know what? Those other 2 teams ended up winning.
They were both in overtime.
Right.
And those
and their teams eventually
won.
This, your team lost. So, dude, you now have this distinction of being basically the biggest choking kicker of all time.
Biggest choking kicker ever. Now, everybody will say, hold on. What about the Dee Evans catch? And you don't get a chance to catch it.
Okay, now that's
okay.
A drunk Adam Sandler character
okay.
you're doing there.
Okay, drunk Adam Sandler. Yes, he did have a chance to catch it. I'm not disputing that. It hit him in the hands.
Lee
it was
Evans.
Perfect.
It was a perfect throw
However,
by Joe Flacco.
However, you got to give some credit to Sterling Moore, the safety for the Patriots, who beautifully
heads up.
Stripped that right out of his hands. Now, yes. Lee Evans gets paid money, and he should have caught that and secured it. Yes.
True.
However, the difference between him getting that ball stripped from him and Billy Cundiff missing the 32-yard chippy is that it wasn't blocked. Well, there wasn't a defender in his face.
One guy did his job and just didn't finish well.
The job, right.
He did 75-80% of his job. The other guy didn't do any of his job.
Right.
You have one of the easiest things in sports,
I
short
went up
field
immediately
goal.
Because I was getting so many tweets from people saying, it wasn't all on Cundiff. It wasn't
Lee
all on
Evans
Cundiff.
Screwed up completely.
So
Lee
I
Evans
went, and
caught
I was like,
the
look,
ball.
First of all, Lee Evans is making the league minimum
a
this season.
Difficult
for the
catch. Oh,
Ravens.
Yes. How much more money, Uncle Steven, is a kicker making versus Lee Evans?
$1.5 million.
You mean he's making 3 times as much as a wide receiver?
I'm sorry. The wide receiver, his total salary, Cundiff's total salary was $1.5
million. That's ridiculous.
And that was.
Does he play for the Raiders?
That was double.
Steven?
What Lee Evans
why does a kicker make that kind of money?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought only the Raiders paid kickers more than $1 million.
When I pay a kicker $1.5 million? You better make every 32-yard field goal I ever ask you to make.
Ever.
I don't care if I blindfold you and I punch you in the face
and
I twirl you around 3 times.
Yes.
And the snow is coming down like it's never come down before in its life.
You're going to make that kick, damn it.
You're making a 32-yard field goal.
100 out of 100.
For $1.5 million, you better make that field goal. That's your only job. As a matter of fact, if it were up to me, only job for kickers would be to kick off and to make extra points. That's it.
I don't know why we can't have the quarterback throw the ball for a kickoff, Steven. That's what we used to do in backyard football.
Exactly. That's what we used to do as kids.
Yes.
And everybody
so
played.
You don't need a kicker. We really never need a kicker. Just have a quarterback throw it.
Live it. And I was living, first of all, although Joe Flacco did get his team all the way down to the bottom.
And if you look at today's five-minute football picks, you'll see Joe get a major award.
He made that pass to Lee Evans, and Lee Evans should have secured it. But the third down play was just nasty. One, you needed 1 yard for a first down. Try to run it because, boy, your receivers were covered. And you weren't
– I think Joe Flacco's actually
an Ellis.
You weren't
going to complete.
I think he's an Ellis.
He can't run.
We only run if we're chased.
And he wasn't being chased on that. He just kind of rolled out on his own. He could have picked up that 1 yard by himself.
Oh, heavens, yes.
And so then I'm like, so now you're stuck with a field goal. Now you're stuck with tying. My philosophy, though, is, and I'm going to go down with this. And I mean, we had a big old Facebook discussion on my personal Facebook page yesterday where I said I would much rather go down with my offense and my best athletes on the field then go down with a kicker missing the 32-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. I would much rather put my offense out there and you say, you go get me 1 yard. If you can't go out there on the football field and get me 1 yard to get a first down, you do not deserve to be playing in the National Football League, and you certainly do not deserve to go play in the Super Bowl. And that's how I'm going to go down. With my offense on the field, we get the first down, we get a new fresh set of downs, and we punch it in the end zone for a touchdown and say, bye-bye, Mr. Brady. Not by sending a kicker out there to kick a 32-yard field goal.
For overtime.
A kicker who, by the way, he hasn't been perfect from this distance.
No, he hasn't, but he's been the league average. He's been average.
Okay, he's been average. I don't want average.
96%.
I want my best athletes on the field. I want my Ray Rice. I want my Anquan Boldin. I want my Pitta, the tight end.
Pitta bread.
That's who I want on the field. With Vontae Leach blocking for Ray Rice, that's what I want.
Steven, million-dollar question.
Yes.
Why didn't Belichick call a timeout and try and ice him?
Because he knew he was going to miss it. You don't send a kicker out there in that pressure situation because kickers choke. That's what they do. They've been doing it all season.
What kind of genius is Bill Belichick that he does not do what everybody else does and call a timeout? I think sometimes not calling a timeout is harder on a kicker than calling a timeout because they're expecting you to call a timeout. So you're going through the motion of kicking, and they're expecting it to be called off. And then it doesn't. It's like, oh, crap. Yeah, I've actually got to make this.
Wow, that was nice.
That was a lot of spit.
Think of everything that was going through his mind. I got to make this 32-yarder for the tie.
They're going to ice me.
He's going to ice me. When is the timeout going to come? Oh, my God. I'm running out of clock because play clock was running down.
And Harbaugh said he was not concerned about the clock running down.
So, okay, and I'm running out. I got to kick it. Kick it. Oh, and you shank a pot.
Son of a hook.
And I was half expecting, we'll get to the Giants-Niners game later.
Momentarily.
But I was half expecting Tynes to be a shankopotamus there with his 31.
Here's the difference. Lawrence Tynes, to me, isn't a choker.
But it's not because of the choker. It's because of the handle. You got to give some credit to Weatherford for the ball, getting that ball off the ground.
Yes.
A wet ball off the ground and putting it up and spinning
and
the laces
just a little bit.
But
again, this is the difference is you do not – and they asked this on TV last night. Good old Mike asked this on Sky Sports News. Do you really want your kickers in situations like this? And you know, Steve and I said no, and he didn't know a rant about kickers, so we had to explain it to him and things. But there are kickers. There are Adam Vinatieri's that I do want in that situation. And that's where you and I differ. I believe there are elite kickers, Steven, and then there are average kickers.
Yeah, I think I got to pull up so that I can read to you exactly what it was that I said. Because someone said, you play the odds.
You do.
And the odds are that, you know, the kicker's going to make it.
You play the odds, but you know what about odds? Okay, here's the deal. I'm gonna teach you the people over 21 who are are in areas where they can play blackjack. Okay, so dealer's got six. I've got a two. Yeah. Okay? I've had this hand 7 times in the last half hour. And every time I've stayed and I've lost. I love hitting 12. Because there's only 30% of the cards can hurt you.
Right.
So this next time it comes up, the odds say that I stay. But history tells me that I should take a card.
Right.
And, Steven, coaching is a mixture of odds and what is actually going, the reality that's before you. And you have to kind of find a way to merge those. And Bill Belichick, being probably the greatest coach of all time, I don't know, certainly in the discussion, played the odds and played reality and said, you know what, I'm just going to let this one ride here. And you know what, that one time when I hit the 12, guess what I draw? Oh, I draw a 9. Because I'm not playing the odds anymore. I'm playing history now.
Right.
The odds overwhelming history screaming, stop it.
So someone says, but Steven, it depends on the kicker. You know, if this, he said, if this was the Bears kicker, Adam Vinatieri, then this game would be an overtime. We wouldn't be handling, we wouldn't have the discussion. I said, nope. Sorry, Dennis. I don't care if the kicker on my team had never missed a field goal in his entire life. If it's going to be my final play of the season, I'm going down with my offense on the football field and not on the foot of a kicker. Because that's what it came down to. This is your final play of the season, Harbaugh. If he doesn't make it, you're done. It is over. There is no coming back tomorrow. There is no coming back in the next minute. It is over. This is your last play.
See, you know,
and
DAs.
You want to go out with your last play on the foot of a kicker. I will never do it. I will never go out on the foot of a kicker.
2 weeks to scout for the draft.
There you go. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out.
Which, by the way, you're picking 28th.
Yeah, exactly.
Ouch. So we put a poll out on Facebook and asked people how many people like this game, and we put a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being
the game being
I love
Super Bowl,
this, the
right?
Super Bowl, yeah. And 1 being I hate this game. And you know what? We've had 54 responses in the last 2 hours.
Ooh.
And that's a lot for Facebook, and the math does not lie. Basically, there's extremes. There's very, very few people that are in the middle of this.
Yeah.
You either love it or you hate
it's
it.
It's either an 8 or 9 or negative 6.
A lot of negatives out there, which we did not put negatives on the scale.
Yes. I'm sorry. I think
so,
I started that.
You did. You were the first post.
Because I was the first
Thanks.
Post.
It was
I didn't,
my poll, and you went out and
boxed I did minus.
You gave people permission to put minuses. So I took all the minuses, and I turned them into 1s. I took all the 0s. I turned them into 1s.
Yes.
Because that wasn't the scale. And we did the math, and we came up with it is, and I think now it is just below 4.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like 3.9. That means basically most people are not excited about this Super Bowl, Steven.
I don't know if I should go on record. Should I go on record?
I think you should absolutely go. All we've got left, Steven, is our record.
Okay.
Because the money hasn't shown up, has it?
No, it hasn't.
What do we got going so for us? We got to just be ourselves and do what we
here's
do.
My record. I'm not very excited about this football game.
I know you aren't.
I'm not.
It was clear when you came to the TV studio last night.
Well,
it was more than just cleaning up the house and more than just
I was tired. And
I know. It's
tired.
Late.
It was late.
It's
was
brutal getting fancy pants up.
Slipping almost, coming up the stairs. There's a lot going on there.
Well,
so.
You should have tied your sneakers.
That had nothing to do with it. I don't trip on my sneaker shoelaces.
So, but yeah, I could tell you weren't that excited about the game.
I'm not enthused. And it might have something to do with the Boston area, New York area.
Yeah.
Markets. I'd say that has a little bit to do with it.
It is my personal opinion that the New England, New York areas tend to have a superiority complex.
Yeah. You know what? Here it is. I think I might bog it down to this. The players on this football team, and I'm going to say more towards the New England Patriots than the New York Giants because there are some fun players on the New York Giants, but the players on this football team aren't fun.
They are specifically precluded from being fun,
yes,
Steven.
They take on the persona of their coaches.
To not be fun. Tom Coughlin's not a laugh a minute at all.
And so
he probably was in Afghanistan. When he went and visited the troops, yeah. I bet Tom was a load of fun.
So,
but football season, forget about it.
So to me, it feels And when it, I could be different. I could be completely wrong.
And we will know
soon. We'll know soon because we're going to be there. We're going to be there the whole week. And I'm really excited about that and our trip and all of the stuff that we're going to be able to provide to our listeners and to our fans. That's going to be – by the way, people, you need to just – start following us on social media. We're going to add another social media
stuff,
a thing I'll call Tout, where 15 seconds of video is all they allow you to upload to the site. And we're going to be pumping 15 seconds of video all day long.
We're going to be blowing Tout up.
So literally, folks, you need to start following us on these social media.
Now, I'm going to make the case a little stronger.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to get out of your comfort zones. If you only listen to us on the train, you only listen to us on your commute,
in the rain.
Only listen to us in biology class, shame on you, by the way, you only listen to us at work, it's time for you to get out of your comfort zone for the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks, get outside your comfort zone and come, because you know why? Not for us.
Right.
This is the first time we're making a plea for you.
Right.
You will have a ball, and frankly, we don't know where we're going to be when we're going to be.
Right.
So you've got to be on social media. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. Well, just for the next 2 weeks.
Pick one and do one.
Get one out
the other.
There and find out, because we will put up, hey, we're going to be on the radio here. We don't know when we're going to be on stuff.
Right.
Until the last minute. And then you can come and you can be entertained. Oh, but what I hear on the podcast is exactly the same as the vidcast. Clearly you haven't been watching lately, because
right.
It couldn't be different. Again, the Bill Belichick interview would be a perfect example of something you're not getting here on the podcast. And there's a lot of different content, especially as we get near the Super Bowl. The Radio Row stuff, you're going to want to see all of it. We're going to be putting up multiple videos every freaking day. We're only going to be able to do a couple of podcasts.
Right.
Because we have obligations to make to others, and they are video highly slanted in the video direction.
Yep.
So you do yourself a favor. Get outside your comfort zone. I'm evangelizing for you.
And just, you know, some pictures that you're not going to see anywhere.
Pictures you'll get on the podcast. And we're going to have – I make a point of taking outrageous pictures. I love outrageous pictures. I like dumb pictures. Signs that don't make sense – God help you, because I will take your picture and I will make you famous on Facebook and Twitter. If a sign is badly written, you think I gave a hard time to Brady there for speaking off the cuff.
Yes,
it gets worse.
He was bad.
If you're a badly written sign, yes. He was bad.
Anyways,
and he sucked badly.
So there you go. I don't know where we were. We got off on a tangent there on following us, but
oh,
it's going to
no.
be good.
Worth a tangent, Steven. There's so many fun things
that are
going to be happening.
Here I was going to say. I'm sure we're going to have lots of fun in Indianapolis doing
exactly
and covering all of the things
doing
that we're
what
going
we do.
To cover. But
the game.
When we go to speak, for example, at Media Day to these guys.
Oh, yeah.
When we go to speak to these guys in their little secured press conferences and stuff.
Yeah.
It will feel like work.
Yeah. It'll be like covering the 49ers when Singletary was the head coach.
Yes.
It's work. It's work.
And that's, I don't want to go to the Super Bowl to work.
Well, that's why we're going to Super Bowl, Steven. It's really expensive.
I know we're going to work.
We're spending more than $5,000 to get ourselves there.
Well, somebody paid $12,000 for one ticket today. So
if that person could instead help us out a little bit, we'd be really grateful.
Exactly.
But it's so worth it, and there's so much other fun stuff, Steven. They're going to – what's his name? Alec Baldwin's going to be hosting, like, some awards banquet show.
Didn't that happen already?
No, that's the week of the
Super
Bowl.
Saturday. That's
that's going to be awesome.
Right.
So instead of the head of NFL kind of announcements going up there, they're actually bringing in Mr. Entertainment up here to have fun. And they're gonna, and we're gonna be at that, which will be fun. And they'll do the Hall of Fame announcements, which is fun.
Don't ask Alec Baldwin about his wife or his, you know, child.
I won't. I'll just ask him simply about putting away his personal electronic devices before takeoff.
Don't ask him about that either.
Oh man.
Do
we have
ask
left
him
to talk about.
If he can get us Tina Fey's phone number.
Tina Fey, executive producer of that show that he's on, 30 Rock.
Yes, she's on it.
I know, but I've never seen it. So
I've never seen it either, but I
but
do.
I sure I, like Tina. If you like Tina Fey that much, wouldn't you have seen the show?
Probably, but I don't have time for shows, man.
I know.
I got
you.
One
I'm
show.
Modern Family.
Yes, and I've actually now added a second.
Uh-oh.
I watched
Alcatraz.
And I got hooked.
Abrams or
dude
whatever.
Dude knows how to get me hooked.
Okay.
All I ask of a show is hook me in the first 20 minutes. And if I'm in, I'm in.
Beep, boop, 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 beep.
See, and I was out. The first time I heard that, I was out so fast. Trisha was like, where are you going? I'm like, seriously? This is what they're going to try to hook me with? Boop, boop, I was out. Beep, boop, if you don't know what Jeff is doing right now, it's the stupid time from 24. I was
best
out.
Best television show ever created. No way, it's just got a little dumb clock, and that's enough to turn TV off for Steven.
I
Bye.
Was out. But,
the show's awesome.
But Alcatraz hooked
I love
me.
You, Jack Bauer.
Seriously, how many seasons did he have? The dude
seven
had seven
bad days
in his
seven
life.
Bad days. You haven't had seven bad days in your life?
No. I'm not like that.
Okay.
Where people trying to kill me and shoot me. And, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
people trying to cut off my hands and stuff.
He cuts off other people's
hands.
Okay,
well, whatever. I've never
You've
had
never
no.
had to cut somebody's hand off.
No.
Did you and I not have a discussion this morning about me cutting your hand off?
Last night.
Okay, last night yes. at the studio. Did we not?
Yes.
So this happens, Steven. You don't live a life like the rest of us where sometimes you just need somebody else's hand.
You just need to take somebody's hand.
It's not out of anger. It's not out of vengeance or strife or
Your mother likes one of my photos, by the way.
My mother loves you. What is this?
Oh, the photos of the enchiladas I cooked. Did you see the photo I put up?
I did, and I just went.
Didn't you want some?
No, I just had a really good dinner.
You didn't want any of my special enchiladas,
enchiladas
with refried beans and some Spanish rice.
They're good.
It was delicious. That picture got the most likes and comments I think I've ever done on my personal Facebook ever. Of course, it was half the NFL Rants and Raves community asking if they could come have some.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, I'm fine for Fender Trend.
Yes, Teresa, you may drive across the country, and I will make
Always.
You some enchiladas. All
Hell
right.
Bell, I'll make you cinnamon rolls.
Final thing, though, we do got to give props to the Baltimore Ravens defense.
Teresa Ashley sent me a note the other day. Did you call my name out in the beginning of a show? I'm like,
Probably.
I said, maybe. I don't remember the shows, and it's not like I listened to them. So if I did, then I did. She says, I listened a few times, and I couldn't be sure. Teresa, we would never say your name in a show, okay?
There you go.
Never.
We're never going to do it
never
again.
Never going to say your name.
Teresa.
Jeez, Teresa.
Anyways, got to give props to the Baltimore Ravens defense. They balled. Okay. I mean, they flat out balled. Got to give props.
Cried like a baby.
Did you?
You said they bawled.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm not like crying, bawling.
Oh,
like bawling.
Oh, the street version.
Yes.
See, this.
You are so far away from street.
I know. I'm All actually right. elevated.
Then you got to give some props to Joe Flacco.
Now, we got to make sure we leave time for the NFC.
Yeah, I know. We're going to leave time.
I'm just saying, because we've spent a last time.
Can I give my props? I'm going to give some props. To the offensive line, except for whoever was blocking in charge of blocking Vince Wilfork.
Is that Michael Orr?
Or got hurt.
So I got to give him a little bit of
You got to give him props for going back out there on one leg,
yeah, seriously.
Basically. But now to the New England Patriots, got to give props to Wilfork. Dude, beast mode.
He's an animal.
I would say almost single-handedly won that football game for the New England Patriots.
I think I could be friends with Vince Wilfork.
He would eat you.
I know, but I'm okay with that.
And
friends can
I have
friends.
A sneaky suspicion that you're probably not Vince Wilfork's type of guy to hang out with.
I'm too pale and pasty.
I think you don't roll the way Vince Wilfork rolls.
You know what was interesting? You're forcing this tangent.
Oh, gosh.
Playboy Club in London. I was getting
ready to go to the NFC.
Playboy Club in London. And I'm playing blackjack. Upstairs at the Playboy Club with several of the Chicago Bears players.
Okay.
All of whom happen to be, shall we say, street worthy.
All right.
And they were very supportive of me and enjoyed my company immensely.
Yes.
And as I'm about to lose all my money and there's a certain double down situation, the guy just flips me over 25 pounds and is like, dude, you gotta make that bet. Yeah, you gotta make that bet. And the guys were very cool. Very cool, the Chicago Bears. All the brothers.
I'd be very cool if I was rich at the Playboy Club mansion, wherever it was, playing blackjack too. I'd be pretty cool as well. I'm just saying that I don't think you roll in the same kind of. You don't strike me as rolling in the same way.
But my way of not rolling doesn't conflict with their rolling, and they can actually enjoy the difference.
All right. I'm just my opinion. You don't have to get all
the How street on a 1 to 10 scale, how street are you?
I would say I have lost a lot of my street cred.
You have.
But I am still at about a 6.
Okay, I was going to give you a 6.5 to 7, so that's fine.
I'm still at about a 7.
Okay, and where would you put me on street cred?
I can't give negative numbers?
No, you can't. We've already been down this road. A 1 or 2?
A 1 or 2, yeah.
Okay, I don't disagree with that, Steven.
Yeah.
So why is it you and I can coexist? Because we're different.
My wife
and sometimes
held a gun to me early on in my marriage and said, you will be friends with my brother or I will shoot you.
Uh-huh. And I believe that, actually, because my sister and I are very close.
And I love my wife.
And I love my sister.
And I was like,
and she would not marry you if it meant that you wouldn't be cool to me. And I know my sister because she's that cool. And that's probably not even true. But I can wish it was. I can wish it was.
So anyways, no. I don't know why we're cool.
Why does it work? Why do we have fun? Why is it we can share as many hotel rooms as we've shared?
Yeah.
And are we different.
Is that going to change
in the
Super Bowl?
That's not going to change, Steven, ever.
All right. We really need to
But this is my point. The point is you don't have to. You can be the most street. If you are ultimately street, you enjoy me because we're not the same.
Yeah.
You enjoy the difference. And the fact is, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of street.
With a street cred of 10, somebody with a
look,
street cred
of
10.
Look, if he just flips me off and walks by, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to blows over it because I'm not that guy.
Right.
But again, therein lies the inherent issue of why it can work.
All right. Well, you know what?
Dude, when I walk
when we
from
see
the cake,
Vince Wilfork.
We'll ask him.
I'll ask him if you've got
enough.
Would
you hang with this guy?
Yeah, I'll say, would you?
Do you know this guy is a white, conservative, evangelical Republican?
That's crazy.
Who owns guns. Do you realize that he is the problem?
He will
shoot
you.
He ain't the 1%, but he is the problem.
He ain't the 1%. So knowing all that, Vince, would you roll with him?
He said, why not? Is the brother cool or not? Is he fun or not? Well, yeah, he is. I got to give you that, Vince. Well, then of course I would. I'm not going to be a racist or somebody who's going to discriminate against somebody just because we're different. I thought this was the United freaking States of America.
It is the United
States. I thought it was our differences that made us strong. I thought it was e pluribus unum from many one.
Okay.
To the NFC.
Whoo, man.
Don't get me started.
Now
we can talk about the other game you don't want to talk about. Steven loves him, the New York Football Giants.
It's not that I have like disdain for them or anything like that.
It's just animosity.
Not even that. It's just that
I just don't like them.
Once again, much like how the New England Patriots won their football game.
Yeah. 49ers lost this game.
It was a mistaken overtime by the unlikeliest of persons.
Somebody who wouldn't have been on the field normally.
Kyle Williams fumbles the ball second time during a punt return.
Yep.
Giving the New York Giants the football at like the 27-yard line. Now, the Giants didn't then have to go and do anything spectacular.
No.
They ran a few plays. They lined it up right in the middle.
Which was kind of silly, actually.
Yeah.
He looked like he was playing hippity-hop, didn't
he? And then they kicked the field goal and they won the game. And it just kind of left me like, you know what? I'm not saying that I want college football overtime because I don't. I think it's silly that, you know, one team gets the ball at the 25 and then they either get to score a touchdown or a field goal and then the next team gets the ball at the 25 because that's not what I'm looking for. Maybe each team gets it at the 50 once Maybe. Because then you actually have to go and do something. If you get the ball at the 25, that's a 42-yard field goal.
Got to get at least a long first down.
Most kickers.
Unless you got Adam Vinatieri. What do you do with the Vinatieri rule? He could just kick it from there.
Well, that's true. You just kick it from there. 42-yarder, you kick it.
What if you're in Denver?
But if you put it at 50, if you put it at the 50.
What if you're in Denver? And you got Adam Vinatieri playing.
Well, 50, 60, that's 65 a 67. Yards. That's a 67-yard.
You can make those.
63 is the longest, Jeff.
I know, but now,
anybody has ever made 70. Let me see a 70-yarder.
And as Jordan pointed out to Kara, who was like, why is it that the kickoff guy just – he could obviously kick a field goal from here. My daughter's now asking intelligent football questions at 14. Well,
that's different.
The ball's not on a tee where it's elevated. It's not being snapped and held by someone. There's not 11 guys running
trying to kill you.
And she's like, that makes sense. So the elevation of the ball has to take off at a much steeper angle to get over the guys coming. So, but I believe that
Janikowski,
Sebastian, that Seabass,
yeah,
Seabass can make that. But you're right. Seabass is a freak. He's 40 and he's still kicking.
Let's put it.
Let's talk about normal.
Let's put it at the 50.
I think that's good.
And there, the offenses actually have to go and do something to get points on the board.
Then my mother-in-law wouldn't call me to explain why that field goal actually won the game for the New York Giants.
She called you to explain, or she called you
to
get an explanation?
She was curious. She didn't understand because she listened to Hercules explain the modified overtime playoff rules, and he did a better job than the first guy, much better.
Yeah.
But she was still confused and was sure that a field goal couldn't win the game.
Because that's what it sounded like. It did sound like that.
And that's what I didn't criticize. My mother-in-law and I are good these days, okay?
Good.
So I didn't even laugh at her. I said, Debbie, I understand. I totally understand how you got that impression. It is very it's not complicated at all, but there is no simple explanation that you can put in one or two words.
Yeah.
It is a multi-sentence explanation because there's scenarios. And that's too bad. You put it at the 50, everybody gets a turn, whoever does better wins.
Right.
Otherwise you keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. That's just how I feel.
That's what you want.
Who's
got it better than us?
Well, the
New York Giants actually have it better.
They're going to the Super Bowl. But here's the thing. Look, I'm going to have first hats off, and I'm going to be the first one to say, Eli Manning, if he lets me give him a hug at the Super Bowl, I'm going to give him one.
I don't think he lets you.
Really?
Dude, you're black. You brought the race issue into this whole thing. I'm like,
wow. I see Eli as
having nearly the street cred as me. And, again.
I bet Eli has just a little bit more street cred than you. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot more. Not a whole lot more.
I refuse because, Steven, I refuse. Is there a neighborhood in this planet that I wouldn't walk down confidently?
I don't know. Probably not.
I've taken wrong turns in Gary freaking Indiana.
Probably
and
not
I've
down.
Held my head up high.
I don't know if you walk down Compton by yourself.
I've been in South Central by myself. And I hold my – as long as you hold your head up high – not at night because you get killed.
Okay.
That's different, Steven.
Say it.
There's people looking at you like, what the – is this guy doing here?
Yeah.
And then there's getting whacked. Right. Okay. One of them is just dumb. The other one is strongly ill-advised.
But here's the thing.
And Eli, I'm pretty certain because, look, for no other reason than he's Archie's boy.
Yeah.
Does not walk in neighbor. It wouldn't even cross his mind to get out of a car in South Central L.A.
He might.
No, he wouldn't.
All right, maybe he wouldn't.
Look, and this is where I draw the line. Eli,
but he's a little younger than you, and he might have a little bit more street cred than you. That's all I'm saying.
He's stronger than me. Probably.
Yeah, I think.
But there's strength, and there's applied strength, and I think applied strength I might win.
Okay.
So I stood with Eli.
So I can't give him a hug. Because after the beating that he took at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers, I think the dude needs a hug.
His stud index grew from me this season.
Well, I don't
have
that kind of an index.
Hang on.
Anybody.
I'm not talking about a man crush. I'm talking about stud index.
Oh, okay.
Man crush me, because trust me, there is no man crush index for Eli still.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham? Yeah, there's some. I'll give you that. Okay. Drew Brees? Hell yes.
Okay.
Peyton? A little bit. Okay, but I'm talking about stud index where I would actually want you to play ball with me on my team. That's what I mean by a stud. You only want to play ball with guys you know are studs, right?
Okay.
So Eli's the kid on American Idol last night that was wearing the horrible shirt and had the goofy haircut, but could really sing.
Sorry, I don't watch American Idol.
You said you watched a little bit. To see the shorts girl on the...
and then I immediately flipped it.
Okay, well, I don't watch American Idol.
Because how can you flip a channel when the first thing that walks out at you... is a good-looking woman...
Okay, well, there's a...
young woman.
There's kind of a dopey-looking guy in American Idol who comes out wearing a big old plaid shirt and just looks like a big dope. And the guy sang. He rocked.
Yes.
So it's like, that's who you want. You want somebody to rock. And it's sometimes your looks, Andy Dalton, don't hurt you.
Right.
You may be really good despite that. And so his stud index went from a zero this season, went from a one to a six as he played well this season. He had the best season of his career. That game yesterday, he went from a six to an eight for me. And he is a legit NFL quarterback.
If I knew what this index was you were talking about, I might give him a nine. Dude kept coming back
20 times he was hit.
Beat. Now he sacked six, right?
Sacked six. He looked like he'd been run over by a Mack truck.
Well, we got the image.
Only if people watch the fix.
Well, there you go.
We can't show the these
image
things in podcasts.
Of him with
with his chin strap under his nose, his helmet turned sideways. He's
shoulder
black
pad
and blue, shoulder
out.
Pad hanging out. He's trying to call a timeout.
Mud all up and down his arm as he's trying to call a timeout. Wristband that was white when the game started.
Is now black. The stickiest gray you've ever seen.
Dude kept coming.
Eli's a stud.
Kept
and
playing.
Then I loved NFL Network afterwards. Warren Michael Irvin and Marshall Faulk sitting down together.
Deion Sanders.
Deion. Okay, yes, it was Deion.
Bump and Run.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Their segment sponsored by who?
I don't know. But it's Bump and Run.
Sponsored by somebody.
Yeah, sponsored by somebody.
And Deion just says, okay, Eli or Peyton, right now. Right now.
I think who are you gonna take? Eli or Brady.
Eli or Brady. Fine, Eli or Brady. Right now. Right now. Who are you going to take right now? And you know, for Mike could not bring himself to say Eli. I can.
Yeah.
Because look at the body of work of late. Tom Brady had an off-the-chain season. He also had a pussy schedule. Can we say that? Can we just be clear about that?
I don't know. There's that
word
again.
I know you don't
again.
Like the word that much. Yeah. But that, look, that word to me is like gay. It may mean different things to different people.
Yeah.
When I was a young person, it meant something very different.
Okay.
If something was stupid, it was gay. It has nothing to do with homosexuality. Pussy has nothing to do with female anatomy. It just means simply wuss. Okay. And it's wuss to the nth degree, so it's pussy. Horrible schedule. They had the easiest schedule in the NFL. Tom Brady goes in and puts up monster numbers, passes for over 5,000 yards. Eli had a tough schedule. And we said his schedule was going to start easy and was going to finish ridiculously hard. They started, 6-2, and then they ended up 7-7. It was a roller coaster ride. And Eli, though, was steady as can be this season. And so whom do I want to champion my team right now? I'll take Eli over Tom Brady right now. I'm not afraid to say it. Mike Irvin was afraid to say it. Do I think Tom Brady is a better quarterback? Yes, but we're talking about right now. I think that Eli is balling, and Tom Brady clearly wasn't because he said that he sucked.
He is clearly probably the hotter of the two quarterbacks going
that's
into
right
the
now.
Super Bowl.
That's all I'm saying, which is why Steven and I, in unison, we were told on TV this morning for those in the UK, last night for those of us in the rest of the world, we were told that, you know, one word answer on who wins the Super Bowl. Steven and I said in unison, Giants.
Yep.
Because, frankly, I think Eli's playing better right now.
I
think their defense – Steven, there's 2 weeks. We got a lot of time to go over this, okay?
2 weeks.
We got a lot of time to work on. But right now, Eli.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Does Tom have two back-to-back bad games? People are saying, that'll never happen. Why not?
You never know.
Why not?
Giants defense is playing pretty good.
They're playing much better than the Patriots defense, and the Patriots defense is playing better than they played all season.
Yeah, over under in that Super Bowl, 55.
55. They're expected both teams to score at least 20 points. Last time they met, it was 17-14. No, that was the Super Bowl 4 years ago. When they played week 9 this year, it was
24-20,
like 24-20. Giants. So
since Tom Brady became a starter, the New England Patriots, there's only two teams that have beaten three times in a row. The Indianapolis Colts.
And I want to say the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I could be wrong.
You should see his eyes dart back and forth. Processing. He's data, and he's accessing the data bank.
Steelers or Dolphins is the other team. The New York Giants right now have a two-game winning streak and will try and beat them for the third straight time. You don't
tough
beat
to do. You don't.
The Patriots three times in a row.
No.
As I said, just the Colts did it once, and I
don't
still
remember
not
the other
sure.
one. But you're saying a divisional opponent.
Yeah.
Or
the, but here the Giants are going to try and do it again.
You know what, though? The personnel is so different on both sides of the ball. The coaching staff is
How healthy is Gronk?
I don't know. I love the Gronk. He is.
And looking at what Flacco and Anquan Boldin and Lee Evans and Torrey Smith were able to do against the Pats late in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Those wide receivers are good, but here comes Nix, Victor Cruz, Manningham, out of the backfield, Bradshaw, Jake Ballard, the tight end. There's going to be a lot of weapons for Eli to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Going against a secondary that, quite frankly, is shaky. And as one of our listeners pointed out, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Name. I challenge you. For either of these teams, name somebody who plays in the secondary.
Well,
that
I
means
can do that,
cornerbacks
but it's 'cause
I'm
crazy.
Yeah, but cornerbacks are safeties. Name a cornerback or safety for either of these teams.
Can I name some?
You can, Steven. But again, this is for – and don't lean over to your computer. This is
I'm
off
not,
top
I'm
of your
looking
head.
At, I'm looking at
– I'm looking at porn. I'm not looking for those things.
I'm actually on Facebook. I actually need to get these back to
Trisha. You
should
hit refresh for Facebook.
Yeah, just please sign these papers and email them back when you're done. Okay.
We're busy, Trisha. Jeez.
We're in the middle of refinancing, okay?
I know. You guys were already done. I thought you guys got locked in.
The escrow needs us. We got a great rate, dude. We got like 4-1.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
4-1, that's excellent.
4.125.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I just asked the missus if we should shoot for a refi, and she's not sure.
Yeah, 4.125 interest rate is what we just got locked in, 30-year fix. So I'm very happy about that.
Yay.
Because we now get to save about $650 a month.
That's how much it costs to live out here in stupid California.
So somebody saying you're saving
$650
a month?
My mortgage isn't that.
That's my mortgage. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That's, yeah.
My mom, when I told my mom, she's like,
mijo,
that's
what my mortgage is.
No, it's like, I only pay $400 for my mortgage. I'm like,
difference of spending
dang,
$50,000 on a house versus a $500,000 on a house. And $500,000 on a fixer upper. Welcome to California.
Yeah.
All right. Steven, I at my fingertips have the Giants safeties. I don't know the corners well.
Okay.
But can you do the same for the Patriots?
I can give you a Patriots safety. And a Patriots cornerback. It's about
okay, bring it.
Well, safety, Sterling Moore. Cornerback.
Sterling Moore, I have the backup to Patrick Chung.
Well, because Patrick Chung's out.
There you go. Okay. And then probably the easier corner. Actually, they're not too no-name-ish. Kyle Arrington on one side.
Okay.
And on the other side, Devin McCourty. You could have. I expected you to pull that. All I came up with was Antrell Roland, Kenny Phillips, safety.
Antrell
Roland
is the one that I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I mean,
Aaron
on.
Ross, I'm not that familiar
Aaron
with.
Aaron Ross, we had a Mukumara.
And Corey Webster, I'm not that familiar
and
with.
And Webster.
Well, no, of course we know Prince, but he's a linebacker.
No, he's not. He's a corner.
He's a corner?
Yeah.
Oh, there
he is. He's probably listed as their third
cornerback. No, they got him as the number three corner.
Yeah. Man.
But he's slot, generally. He's going to be your nickel corner. Anyway, so we have a slight advantage there. But for most people, this is not. But I don't know if that's how you judge sexiness.
And McCourtney's very young. If he's not a rookie, it's his second year in the league. So,
Devin McCourty, click out of Rutgers. Where's his player card? NFL experience 2.
Yes,
just finished his second year. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, young. I mean, look, the Patriots are young on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their hands full with Nix. And Manningham and Victor Cruz. That is faux show. And the last time these two teams played, Jake Ballard tore the Patriots up.
Ballard balled.
Anyways, we should finish up the NFC East championship game. Giants win.
The NFC East championship game?
The NFC East won the championship game. In the championship game, you got to hand it to both defenses. I think both defenses were excellent. Both the Giants and the Niners defenses showed, hey, we're good ball. And the thing about the Niners, Jeff, you better get ready to see this football team.
Dynasty.
For a long
dynasty.
Time.
So that's how I soothed my mother-in-law. They're going to be around for a while. Yeah. Do not worry.
That defense is going to be very good for a long time. That's about it. Other than the fact that, you know, please, people, send me emails. I know I'm going to the Super Bowl and I should be very excited and stuff, but try to get me pumped up, man.
Okay, yeah, Steven, let me do this.
Can you get me
pumped
up?
Let me B-slap you for one thing, okay?
First of all. Oh, he's going to B-slap me?
Okay, Steven.
Yes.
Anybody who's going to the Super Bowl must consider themselves amongst the luckiest humans on Earth.
Okay. One of the luckiest humans on Earth.
There's a little thing called gratitude, and the ugliest of human traits is ingratitude.
Ingratitude. I'm not.
I know you're not lacking gratitude, Steven, but you are in a sense of you're not putting this in a bigger perspective of it's the Super Bowl and I get to go. And that makes me one of the luckiest humans on Earth, and therefore I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Because you know how many people would change places with you in a heartbeat?
Well, let's find out. Put a poll up right now on Facebook.
Okay, tell people what you're doing this week, and this isn't going to be a poll on Facebook. Email Steven at RARN.net, Steven, not the English way, and send him an email and tell him what your crappy job is. And why you would much rather trade places with him because of your crappy job. Email him.
Dude, you know how many emails I would get?
I'm hoping a couple thousand. That's what I'm hoping.
Thanks.
Because it'll inspire you, Steven, to enjoy this experience.
I'm not saying I'm not going to enjoy it. I never said that.
I'm
going to have a great week. You know, once we get on Radio Row, dog, I'm on.
We are on.
We have awesome time.
Yep.
But the whole thing is talking to those players will not be fun.
Well,
it was fun last year. And these were Packers and Steelers, and they have their sense of kind of like, we're Packers and Steelers, and, you know, we the tops of the top, so we pretty
cool.
But they were fun. They were fun to talk to. They were fun to kid around with.
You know, I had the most fun.
Nobody took themselves so seriously that says, you know what? We're playing a game. And yes, this is the biggest game of this season. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a game and we can have fun with you.
It's not for these
guys. We can play a little. You know, someone asked Greg Jennings to do something stupid during media day, and he did it, and he had fun. There were no regrets, and he answered a silly question I had of him, and he had fun with it, and he even elongated it. He turned a question that he could have given me an answer in 5 seconds to a 2-minute answer, and he had a good time. Will these guys do that? I don't believe so. And I think that's what
TV Azteca girl's going to do.
Wait. Now that I'm going to pay money to see.
But, you know, it's honestly going to be like.
Because they're not going to. Yeah, they're not going to want to do that.
You're taking a gay guy into a strip club. Isn't that essentially what we're going to see here?
That's exactly what the TV Azteca girl's
going to do. Hello.
Yeah.
Do you know how exciting this is?
Yeah.
Next question, please.
Yeah.
Next question. You know you want some of this.
So, next question. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is there a question in there besides your breasts? I'm just curious.
So I could be wrong, and hopefully I am. But
email him nonetheless and tell him what you'll be doing.
Thanks.
You
really don't need to email me. I'm trust me, very grateful that I get to go cover this game for Sky Sports News Radio and talk about the game. I will have fun.
Wrap it up, buddy.
I'm wrapping it up.
You sure?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting.
No, don't you. I'm going to. Why? Why did you have to go there with the what today?
I'm Jeff Ellis.
No. Now we're talking about it to the people. People stole Emma's what?
Exactly, sweetie. We'll talk about it later. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Jeff.
You stroll into the kitchen, and what do you find? A bunch of knives cold staring at you. So, kids, don't play with too many knives. Come on.
Jeff, as we go out, you got to give me a one-word answer because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
What?
Giants.
I'm not superstitious. Maybe a little stitious. You know, that's a bad joke. Eli gave me that joke. I'm sorry.